Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
A minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Next with us, hey, Dr. Mina, going to phone the program a little later on. I'll be like your wife. Now, who's your favorite comedian now, honey? You can still think your favorite comedian is still is Norm MacDonald.
As he's going to have to be.
He's just dead. Right. He's just dead. It sucks, you know. Yeah.
And people don't want to be Nick's favorite comedian anymore.
I mentioned Dr. Mina a little later on this morning.
Did you guys play that Better Than Ezra joke?
No, we haven't played that yet. But we should play that.
It's a perfect joke.
It is a great joke.
I remember that.
Yeah.
I've been reading a lot of...
Better Than Ezra did retweet... I mean, they Facebooked that joke out. They said, yeah. We love being... There's not even a hammer in them.
No.
It's a great joke.
I've been reading a lot of stuff about him in the past day or two, and I never realized he always said that it was his goal, especially for Weekend Update, to make the punchline the exact same as the setup.
Okay,
like to him, that would be like the perfect joke.
Yeah, you're right. Right, he's amazing. He was amazing, I should say. I still didn't see anybody essing on him. You know, there's always some douchebag out there. I mean, I didn't see anybody hating Norm MacDonald.
On Tuesday night on the performance part of the America's Got Talent, Howie gave a shout out. He mentioned the loss of Norm MacDonald.
Even Pauly Shore tweeted out or Facebooked out an old Norm MacDonald bit from SNL. He celebrates. They show a picture of George Burns. He goes, "Hey, he's 103 today, 100 years old today. We love George Burns. We don't know what his secret of longevity is, but don't ever tell Pauly Shore." And Pauly Shore, they show an old picture of Pauly Shore from the mid 90s. Pauly Shore set that out. He loved it, you know. And that is a hammering one.
Oh, totally. Yeah.
But they're comedians, they don't care.
Mikey was always the funniest dude, and by all accounts, just extremely nice to everybody.
Right, right.
You should post up the moth joke, too. Way too long to play on the air.
Have you ever seen them? We've talked about this. At the Bob Saget roast, he does all those old hacky jokes in a row, and it's amazing to watch the crowd, because the comedians are getting it. They get what he's doing.
Yeah.
They're hacky jokes done like they're supposed to be funny.
Yeah, I remember
and
that.
And he nails it. I watched most of that the other day.
I heard Lovitz was on something and he was talking about that specifically. And he said, for the broadcast, they piped in laughter.
Oh, they did?
From the crowd. Yeah. He's like, during the set, it was...
They didn't get it.
There weren't a lot of laughs in the room. I mean, okay.
We know why he did it on purpose. If you don't get that, that's on you.
Yeah, that's some good satire.
It was great.
Yeah, it is. Well, he said he didn't know what to do because he didn't like roast.
And it was great. And he did them, it goes on forever.
Yeah. You know? Well, it's the producers. He's right. He said the day before that he didn't know what to do. And they're like, be shocking. And then he was like, oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, that was for him, it was.
I don't want to be shocking in that room.
Right.
Telling somebody they're for the birds.
That was my favorite one. He's for the birds.
It was, let's see. Born on this date, however, very dead now. Born on 1890, sports writer George Whitney Calhoun. You might remember that he is credited with naming the Green Bay Packers.
Oh, did not know that.
And right. I will forget.
Yep.
Probably in less than a minute.
What prompted him to call them the Packers?
They packed up there.
It was a meatpacking
plant.
Not a real creative name.
No.
Acme.
The Acme Packers, right?
Yep.
0-1 Packers.
Yeah, he would have had a lot to say about last week.
Yeah.
He was just the name. He was just naming them.
Yeah.
Let's
call them the Packers.
There weren't sports calling this back then. Like, what the hell is going on here?
Yeah.
States with an obesity rate higher than 35%.
Do the states listed there?
Most of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
49 out of 50.
Have almost doubled over the last 2 years.
Oh, yeah.
CDC data shows that only 9 states reported that obesity rate in 2019 compared with 16 states in 2020. So 16 states, 35% of us are obese.
That's a lot of obese people.
Is it geographically
and that's not just overweight.
Specific?
The states that recently crossed the 35% threshold.
I love that.
Recently.
We're number one.
Include like,
Louisiana's probably been there the whole time.
Yeah,
Mississippi.
Probably.
Yeah, low educated. A lot of times, it's fat people.
Well, it's poor too.
I'm sorry, man. It sounds brutal. Not think I said it. Yes, it is brutal. But these are all just stats.
The states with the highest obesity rates: Mississippi, West Virginia, Alabama.
Yeah,
we're
stunned
with that.
Yeah.
That's a lot of poor too.
Low education and poverty, right.
They go hand in hand, right. Yeah.
And imagine the misinformation in those crowds.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm. They'll believe anything.
Have you seen the – I hate to bring it back to COVID for a second, but they did the counties that voted for Trump are like 900 times more likely to be less vaccinated and die. Counties. Mm-hmm. They broke it down in the counties across the country.
That's weird.
Yeah. Really, isn't it weird? No. Yeah.
The states
that's obvious as hell.
The states that recently crossed the 35% obese threshold include Delaware, Iowa.
Oh, Delaware, too.
Yeah, Delaware. Iowa now makes it in the 35% obese
league. That doesn't
surprise
me.
Ohio and Texas.
Oh, Texas got fat, too.
Everything's bigger in Texas.
I would have thought Texas was already there.
I would have thought so, too.
All 50 states reported that at least 20% of their adult population obese. All 50 states, Midwest and the South, having the highest rates.
Now, it's obese according to medical records, right? The way the doctors do it, which is the way it should be reported. I get it.
The body mass index of 30 plus.
However it is they use it.
Yeah, but your average person looks at somebody and goes, well, you're not obese, and they probably are.
Yeah, you probably are.
I know, that's the thing about it.
That's how these numbers happen.
That's why these numbers get so big.
Yeah, we might be comparing ourselves to the guy next to us.
Yeah, that's true.
Yep.
I'm not as fat as that guy.
So I'm not fat.
Right.
Those things don't go together.
Of course they don't.
Just because I'm not as fat as that guy does not mean that I am not a fat ass.
Right.
Right. And he has a B cup, and you have an A.
Yes, I can still be
a fat ass.
A fat ass, right. Even though there are fatter people around me.
Yep.
I mean, a lot of it is poverty, because you either have, like, meth skinny... Just big people.
Right, exactly.
And it's costs a lot more money to eat healthy.
Yeah, it costs a lot more money. It does. That's the sad part about it.
Fast food is cheap, but it's crap will make you fat.
Yeah, Little Debbie's cost less than produce.
But they're so good.
Yeah.
They're just so good.
I want a cheeseburger now, man.
I was thinking about a ho-ho.
Problem with these stores.
I thought Florida would be fatter. But Florida's along the lines of California, Oregon, Washington.
Well, it's because you're outdoors, and that's the coast in Florida. It is a pretty active state, but you're right. You would think it would have been, but that's a lot to do with it, Todd. Activity, things to do, people stay.
Oh yeah, the Western U.S. is less fat than the rest of the country, with the exception of Nevada, Arizona, New Mexico. Right. They're fat.
That's a lot of them.
That's a lot of the West.
The West.
So Alabama
for half
just
of the
needs
West.
More
except
coast.
For half the West, right? Exactly.
Colorado the skinniest, or less, least fat. Let's put it that way.
Right. Everybody's at least 20% obese. Yep. And that's obese. That's just not fat ass.
Don't say fat ass. Dr. Bean is going to call, and she's going to peel one open today. She's going to peel about five fat asses today and plug them up.
Oh.
Man. Yeah, there's probably a lot.
She does it every day, man. Every day. Oh, colonoscopy. Oh, great. Oh. Can we get some clips in here? Pull this thing apart.
You know she runs across some fat ones.
Oh, she said that.
You need two people to pull the cheeks apart.
Yeah.
Oh,
and get the probe up there.
Get the pulleys
two
and
hands
levers
on each
out.
Cheek.
Two hands on each cheek.
Breast out the pulleys and levers and get them attached properly.
Yeah.
That's when you don't want to be the intern that's walking around.
She signed up to be a butt doctor.
It's like Jurassic Park.
Right. What?
They have to stick their arm up that to that dinosaur.
That's right.
Jurassic butt.
There's somebody doing that to a cow right now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Or a horse.
In a hospital? Oh, you mean, okay. No, a real cow.
On a farm. Okay. Like a cow giving birth. Boom. All right.
Is it tough to pull a goat's cheeks apart, puss?
That's the calf that
no
fell
cheeks.
Out.
Okay.
Oh.
Who knew?
Yeah.
Oh, puss.
Puss knows. Yeah.
Not even with the fatter ones?
Apparently not. They stay
away from those.
They stay pretty thin.
They are outside.
They're outside, and they run from you a lot. So
well,
they lose the weight.
Not from him.
No. And when I was in high school, I knew too many people that owned the rubber glove that went all the way up to the shoulder.
You remember you told me that? That's one of the reasons you got out, right?
Yeah. There's some stuff I don't want any part of.
Should take a couple of those with you to college. Though.
Yeah, well, speaking of Pauly Shore, we saw that. We saw the rubber glove up the butt.
Oh, we did, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. Yeah. Pauly did it, actually.
Ugh. I guess people do that all the time.
Well, he did it for a movie he was making with
Still,
us.
Still,
you know.
That doesn't make it late. And much
no,
less.
No, no, no. The place it was happening, they did it all the time.
Right.
We were there a couple hours and he did it.
Yeah, you're still bicep deep in a cow's butt. I don't care if it's for a movie or not.
Yeah, I think the elbow goes in, actually. Yeah, you're right, bicep. Yeah.
That would be a tough place to work.
Yeah.
See, every day, be like, oh, maybe it'll be better today.
No.
It's not going to be.
No, it's still ass.
They do it all the time.
You just get used to it?
I would assume
Mina,
so.
Dr. Mina might be having her, she might be elbow deep in an ass right now. And she's going to call us.
See, with jobs like that, I always wonder.
You mean being
like,
a doctor?
When and what you do for lunch.
Oh.
Unless you just get used
to it. Well, like the stereotypical coroner is always having lunch. You ever see those scenes in movies or TV shows? He's there with a splayed open body and he's eating a sandwich. I guess you just get used to it.
Yeah. Or maybe the good smell that much better now.
Oh, like a bologna sandwich smells good compared to ass.
Great.
Right.
But I doubt that's true.
So I would just be thinking about what I'd seen the whole morning.
But you don't do it every day.
Yeah.
Right.
No, those people are used to it.
Right. After a while, they are, I'm sure, yeah.
Walmart's going to start testing out the more self-driving cars. Using a Ford Escape hybrid in Miami, D.C., and Austin, Texas, allowing for door-to-door delivery of groceries along with other things and all the other stuff. I haven't seen any that I'm aware of.
No, I haven't seen one either. I haven't seen one yet either.
But they're all over.
Yeah, they are.
I might freak out if I see a car that says Walmart on it and there's no one driving.
Yeah.
Well, don't. I guess let this be a warning.
Yeah.
Well, at least they can't pay those drivers like crap.
No, that's true.
You can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app. Or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Online gamers are facing more harassment as part of their gaming experience, according to a new survey by the Anti-Defamation League.
Yeah, those kids swear at each other all the time, man.
The study found the number of women reporting being harassed because of their gender increased from past surveys.
Well, you got nerds who can't get laid yelling at chicks.
Yeah, I can see that being a very misogynistic environment. Yeah,
as did the percentage of Black and Asian gamers who said they were harassed based on their race.
Really great.
A quarter of young people said they always hide their identity online to avoid harassment. More than 40% said they sometimes hide their identity.
Yeah, I've heard some of the dialogue that goes on some of those games. It's not pretty.
I was watching the Mets thing with, like, you were watching 30-30. I think it's Charlie Steiner of all people. Somebody is reporting in 1986, and he goes, is there still racism in sports?
Wow.
That was his legitimate question. And because about George Foster, there's a whole big another story about the Mets in 86. And I'm thinking, that's a report from 86. Isn't that sad that we're that many years further? And, yeah, of course there's still racism in sports, like all the time. But he was even couching the piece he was about to do on TV like, well, is there still racism in sports?
In 86.
1986.
That could have been a fraction of a second report.
Yes. But they treated it like, well, is there?
They got to give a glimmer of hope.
Yeah. In 86.
Yeah.
The trouble with that is it goes against what generally happens when headlines are questions.
Right.
The answer is generally no.
Right.
By far.
Oh, no. He couched it like no. He couched the story like, no, there's not a racist.
Like, it's getting better.
It's getting better.
It's really getting better.
Yeah, you saw the same thing.
That didn't age well.
No, it did not.
Yet these video games, my son, he's not like, he's just playing with his friends. Like, hopefully he's not screaming at strangers.
Yeah, I've always told Ryder not to. When he used to play the games, I said, don't get into it with some stranger. It could be a 40-year-old dude somewhere.
Yeah.
You know?
This week he asked if he could get the new NBA game, like 2K.
Yeah.
So we're like, yeah, sure. And then the very next day, he's on with his friends just yelling, I hate this game! I hate it! Man, well, at least you're enjoying the new game. It's good. He'll just scream.
Yeah.
His brother and sister will be upstairs trying to take a nap in, like, you know, the bedrooms that are next to his. And he'll just be like, bah! It'll, like, throws you off because everybody's just hanging out, relaxing. Here, and then all of a sudden, just screaming from upstairs.
Oh, that's better than him calling the SWAT team on
one of his buddies.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, he's just waking his sister up.
Or masturbating the whole time. You could hear that, too. That's embarrassing to the family. Everybody's quiet downstairs. You know what it sounds like, Craig.
Not downstairs. Paul Stanley and Gene Simmons.
Yeah.
Speaking of Nick and...
Yeah.
Our
Gene Simmons from where?
Kids.
You'll hear Nick.
They are involved. They were talking to a guy in a biography about Eddie Van Halen.
Okay, cool.
And Paul Stanley said that he and the manager of Kiss, Bill Aucoin, I don't know how to say his name.
Okay.
Turned down the opportunity to work with Van Halen in 1976.
Oh, yeah, I read
before they were signed.
I read the article because I read that you know, Gene Simmons saw him in California at a club, and he wanted to sign him. He brought him out for and they did some...
Both Gene and Paul.
Yeah, and they brought him out for some music. They did a demo, and somebody didn't like him. It wasn't Kiss's fault. Somebody at the record company didn't like him.
Oh, it wasn't Gene or Paul.
No. Then they moved on from that, and then they became huge.
That's not the story.
Well, that's what I read.
No, you didn't.
Well, don't tell me what I didn't read. That's what I read.
No, I'm telling you. You didn't read that.
Okay. Yeah, I did. It might be your story's different than the one I read. That's what I read.
No, this is if it's this story, no, that's not the story.
It's not that story. It's a different
story. So they taped a... Kiss was there taping a performance for the Paul Lynde Halloween special.
Okay.
That must have been pretty sweet then.
Yeah. And so Paul Stanley, Gene Simmons decided to stick around for a week to check out the stuff in Hollywood. They went to the Starwood Club and checked out a couple unsigned local acts, including Van Halen. And Gene Simmons later told the LA Times that Eddie was just swimming over the fretboard, couldn't believe the control he had. Everybody just turned around and said, "What is that?" Simmons offered him to sign him to his management label and to produce a demo for them, to shop to record labels. He booked studio time the very next day, paid for Van Halen to fly to New York to finish the tape at Electric Lady Studios. They recorded Running with the Devil. They recorded Somebody Get Me a Doctor,
man,
among other things.
The best Van Halen's early Van Halen.
Yeah, well, that's the first record.
It is, yep.
They recorded those things, and Simmons said that his
manager
and Paul Stanley claimed not to hear anything special about Van Halen.
I knew Gene loved
Paul.
Him. I knew Gene
loved him. He said everybody shrugged their shoulders and went, "So what?"
Well.
And Paul and Gene Simmons said to the writer of this new book, "You're killing. What do you mean? Listen to that. It's great." And so he tore up the contract and said, "All right, Van Halen, you're out. You're fine. You go away."
Now, I knew Gene
Paul
was into
Stanley
it.
Yeah. said, "This is why they did that."
Afraid of the competition?
No.
It might have been.
Because they wanted Kiss.
All right.
They wanted Kiss to stay intact. And they knew that Gene, Paul Stanley said, Gene's often more concerned with Gene. And it wasn't going to be to our benefit for Gene to run off and get involved with something else. Were Van Halen undeniable? Absolutely. Were they fabulous? Yeah. Did they have what it took? Absolutely. But we had to take care of Kiss. The way to protect Kiss at that time, 76, was to pull the reins in on Gene. It's that simple.
All right.
Paul Stanley playing the long game.
Yeah. And
seems
4 months later, Van Halen signed with Warner Brothers.
Yeah, they did. And broke big. Changed.
Yeah, it worked out for both those bands.
Wouldn't you love to hear those old tapes?
Oh, yeah. I would love to see Van Halen in a club in 74.
Unsigned Van Halen?
I'd have been too young, but still, it'd have been cool to be there.
So you kind of read it.
Yeah, I did.
Read to the bottom.
Yeah.
I think that's why the Gene and Paul's relationship works, because Paul knows exactly what he's working with.
Right.
It's like a some selfish asshat.
Yeah. Right.
Yes, yeah. That's what they're saying.
Totally.
Kind of. Right. You know, right. In the end.
Right. Yeah.
That's why it works. They're both greedy.
Yeah.
Both Paul and Gene are extremely greedy, and that's why they're in the position they're in.
Yeah.
And that's why you can buy anything with the Kiss logo on it,
exactly,
which I appreciate.
And still, I am I haven't seen yet, and I want to see the Rolling Stones logo with the
black tongue.
The tongue and the lips painted black.
That's a really cool gesture.
When you mentioned that yesterday, I looked at their website to see if they were offering that stuff yet, and they're not.
They're not yet.
No.
Are the lips painted black too?
I think.
Yeah. They said the lip logo would be all in black.
Okay, not just the tongue.
I forget exactly what I said.
How does that work, though?
What are you licking, by the way?
Usually it's on a black T-shirt.
Right.
So it doesn't stand out.
Some white, outline or something.
Yeah, it's like this new NFL hat. The new NFL hats.
Yeah.
You can't see the logo on any of them. The Steelers looks like there's just a big yellow circle on their hats.
Yeah, the Packers is very similar. Yeah. It's just like a yellow oval.
I don't get it.
Yeah. Oh, that
have you seen them?
No.
It's the new hat, so all the people on the sidelines have them on, and you'll look for them this weekend.
It's like,
Chiefs is the red is the arrowhead with the red, but there's a black KC in the middle, but you really can't see it. You can see it more. The Steeler one looks like they're just wearing yellow circles on their heads. Mm-hmm. Packers looks the same, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's not good.
Yeah. Don't get it. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.